We will work with the school district to ensure safety for students before and after school by increasing funds for peacemakers.
That was Mayor Brown in his State of the City address on Friday.
The mayor is very much aware of the criticalness of our circumstance.
Pastor James Giles of Back to Basics Outreach Ministries supervises Buffalo Peacemakers. The Peacemakers Safe Passage Program offers city school children living in difficult neighborhoods protection from violent crimes and drug dealers.
Like the schools, MST, Burgard, Bennett. And Bennett, we pretty much have gotten rid of a lot of things that happen at Bennett. They're not being threatened by students or kids over in the Central Park area coming over there starting fights. That's gone. Amherst Station, right there at Amherst in Maine. There's no congregating, fighting, and meeting there and setting things off the way it was before we got there. Maine and Utica, again, the busiest corner, Delavan Grider.
Pastor Giles says they've been able to intervene to stop gangs, violence, and after-school fights.
Particularly on Maine and Utica, when we got four schools converging on that corner during from 2:30 to 3:30, you know, sometimes tension kind of spills over from Facebook. Well, now those individuals see us, you know, it dissuades and deters any interaction, any conflict.
The Peacemakers work as an intervention team against gang activity, but Giles tells WBFO News the organization needs more funding from other donors to continue protecting city youth and reducing violent crimes.
Collectively, we're creating a safe community for Buffalo, safer than other communities this size. There would be many, many, many more homicides, many more shootings than what there currently is. And many of our individuals have built a wage base. They have to be compensated, you know, for this work because they've so dedicated.
Giles says it takes about $300,000 to operate, but he noted it's actually a cost savings to the city and county from having to deal with the aftermath of violence.
You know, shootings alone, you know, when somebody's maimed and have to be in ICU, it can run up to $500,000 just for one individual staying in ICU as a result of a gunshot.
Giles noted the organization works closely with law enforcement. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.